Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Our text for today is the Gospel from Luke chapter 2. I will not reread it, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Our church calendar is going to get a little awkward if you're trying to follow chronologically with Jesus for the next couple of weeks. Today we are now jumping ahead 40 days after the birth of Jesus, and on January 1st, well, it's like a Marvel multiverse, right? We're going to jump back to the eighth day when Jesus is circumcised and given his name, and then on the second Sunday after Christmas, Jesus all of a sudden will be 12 years old. And then we'll go back to Epiphany, and he'll be probably 2 as the wise men come and visit. So we're going to be jumping all over the place. But today, we join the proud parents, Mary and Joseph, as they bring the baby Jesus with them to fulfill the law of God, as Leviticus 12 declares. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel, saying, if a woman conceives and bears a male child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, as at the time of her menstruation, she shall be unclean. And on the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. Then she shall continue for 33 days in the blood of her purifying. She shall not touch anything holy, nor come into the sanctuary until the day of her purifying are completed. But if she bears a female child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her menstruation. And she shall continue in the blood of her purifying for 66 days. And when the days of her purifying are completed, whether for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring to the priest at the entrance of the tent of meeting a lamb, 1 year old, for a burnt offering, and a pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering. And he shall offer it before the Lord and make atonement for her. Then she shall be clean from the flow of her blood. This is the law for her who bears a child, either male or female. And if she cannot afford a lamb, then she shall take 2 turtle doves or 2 pigeons for the burnt offering and the other for the sin offering. And the priest shall make atonement for her, and she shall be clean." This is the background to our text. And if you're paying attention, we learn a few things about Jesus and his family from this text. For example, Mary and Joseph are faithful servants of God. Not only do we know that on the eighth day they bring Jesus to be circumcised as was commanded, but they are here now 40 days. Second, they're poor. They are making the sacrifice for the poor, 1 pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Finally, if you're paying attention, it's kind of fun. In this text, we learn that they are obeying or obedient to God in keeping their son in his father's house. Then you add to this, well, what the church is doing for you each week. I'm not sure we often think about it. Christmas is a big celebration. I know we get all geeked up for the 24th normally, and the 25th is kind of exciting, but the 24th seems to be when everybody comes out. And then the first Sunday after Christmas, it gets a little flat. But I think we forget that we celebrate Christmas all year round in the liturgy. Think about all the songs that are taking place each week. You have the Magnificat, Mary's song, if we're doing matins. You have the Benedictus, Zechariah proclaims, "Blessed is the Lord." The Gloria in Excelsis that we sing each week, ain't the angel's song of glory at the birth of our Lord and his peace to his people on earth. And today's text was Simeon. Simeon's song, we call it the Noctuminis. "Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace." These biblical Christmas songs we sing all year round, and are a result of direct revelation from God to his chosen speakers, Simeon and Mary and Zechariah and the angels. Today's text, Simeon. Oh, how I love singing that. It does seem a little weird when we sing the post-communion canticle, thank the Lord after receiving communion. But it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. But I do like the Noctem Minis a lot better. In fact, it was the Lutherans who added the Noctem Minis to after receiving the Lord's Supper. That was one of the reforms that took place under the Lutheran Reformation. It wasn't Luther that did it. It was another Lutheran pastor a little later. But it makes perfect sense. We come to the Lord's table, we receive Christ in with and under the bread and wine, and then we join our voices with Simeon saying, I can die now. I can die now, for I have received the Lord's Christ. Oh, what a song to sing. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all people a light for the revelation of the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel. You see, Simeon had a promise. He had a promise directly from God. Somehow the Holy Spirit had told him that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. With this promise, Simeon patiently waited for the coming Jesus. Then upon taking the Christ child into his arms, he can't help but break forth in song, just as we do in church. Simeon's song, the Noctem Minis, is praising God and thanking him that we, his servants, can depart now. And you've heard me say this before. When I was a child, I thought, oh, when we sang the Noctem Minis, it meant church was almost over. That's what it meant. Depart in peace. I can leave. But I'm not a child anymore. And I understand that Simeon's song has nothing to do about getting out of church. It has everything to do with dying a peaceful life. Dying in Christ. Dying in the certainty of knowing that we won't see death until we see the Lord's Christ either. And yet he comes to us in his word and his sacraments all the time. I pray we don't overlook this gift. For our peace, you see, is secure because of God's promises according to his word. God promised one who would crush the serpent's head. Jesus fulfilled it in the victory on the cross. In 1 John 3, we read, the reason the Son appeared was to destroy the devil's work. God promised the virgin who would be with child. Jesus fulfilled this in the birth at Bethlehem. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. God has promised that Simeon would not depart without seeing the Christ, and Jesus has fulfilled it. God promised Jesus faithfuls. Jesus fulfills the word and became flesh and dwelt among us and has delivered us. Jesus shares our humanity so that by his death he could destroy sin, death, and the devil and free us from the slavery to all of them. We now may depart in peace. For by grace through faith on account of Jesus Christ, we have received the promise and we believe. We now live in Christ's peace because we are pardoned from our sins. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to bring the revelation to the Gentiles. In the word, we hear God's pardon. God declares sinners righteous for Christ's sake. That is, our sins have been imputed. They have been charged to Christ, the Savior. And Christ's righteousness in exchange has been imputed or credited to us. This is what Paul is getting at when he writes in Romans, there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came in Christ Jesus. And so we come and we live in holy baptism. As Luther states in the Large Catechism, thus faith clings to the water and believes that it is baptism in which there is pure salvation and life. Not through the water, but through the fact that it has been embodied in the word and institution of God, and in the name of God adheres in it. As St. Peter proclaims, the water symbolizes baptism that now saves you. Not the removal of dirt from our body, but a pledge of a good conscience towards God. It saves us by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now we may depart in peace, because though our sins are as scarlet, they are as white as snow. For by grace through faith on account of this Christ child, we have received a pardon. Christ offers you his peace today. The glory of your people Israel. This is Jesus and his gift of peace. Notice all throughout his gospel, repeatedly, Jesus comes and says what to those who are struggling and troubled and problemed and in concerned and locked rooms for fear of being killed? Peace be with you. Peace be with you. My peace I give to you, not as others do. Peace be with you. This is what Simeon is singing about when he says, depart in peace. It is Christ's peace. Our glory is that we who are enemies of God are now heirs of the kingdom of heaven. We are the adopted children of Israel. This is the Christ we worship. The Christ whose cradle is the Holy Scripture. So that we, like Simeon, may trust in him and be comforted. Knowing that we may live in God-given peace and depart in eternal peace. Today I pray that the Lord would grant us an enduring faith, the enduring faith of both Simeon and Anna, to see the Lord's salvation and give him thanks and praise for all eternity. For this is our peace. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.